Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored, nonverbal communication. Yes, if you sense or if you think that something's a little bit off, you, my friend, are correct. You, my friend, are right, because it is what happened, or what I didn't think could ever happen again. Well, not so quickly. It happened. I'm humbled. I am greatly humbled. It happened again. Yeah, something about just waking up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep. There's just something about, and it's not really bad. It's not the worst thing. Never would put it in that category. Oh, it's the worst thing ever. Nah, I try to keep my hyperbole to a maximum, but that doesn't fall in it. For whatever reason, that does not fall in it, because it doesn't need to. I have no problem with it or anything, and I can't say that it threw off my day. Timing is definitely suspect. Timing is suspect, but I believe that's one reason. There's some other possibilities. There's some other reasons and involved. Final answer, involved. Well, it's one thing when you wake up and it's daylight, or you wake up and you can just go about and just I'm gonna do something. It's another thing when you wake up and you realize, like, oh wow, I have so much time and I can't properly utilize this time. So there's really no reason to be up, even if I wanted to do something constructive, even if I wanted to utilize, even if I wanted to do something with the time that I was up, that I had at my disposal. There was really nothing I could have done, because everything was taken care of. Everything was done. The only thing I could have just did was sit there and wait. You know, when you wake up right before your alarm clock's about to go off and you try to go back to sleep, you try everything in your power. You're like, oh, just come on. Give me a few more minutes. Give me a few more seconds. Well, however, you will rationalize this in your head. Really? Really? Because, hey, I'm not here to psychoanalyze. I'm not here to judge. No judge zone. I'm just here to guide you through this mess. I'm just here to guide you through life. I am just here to guide you through this trying times, because I am like you. Been there before. Been there, done that. And this definitely isn't the thing that threw off my day. Definitely not the thing that threw off my day. I just wanted to highlight this point. I just wanted to highlight this fact, real fact, that I'm human. It happened to me. I didn't think it would happen this soon, but it happened to me again, and I was unable to go back to sleep. I was unable to utilize those hours that I had available. So I just sat there and waited. And I guess I'm assuming I eventually dozed back off. I'm assuming that. I can't say as a matter of fact, not with that, because there's no way, unless there's a camera or some kind of recording device that I use to, that I use to make sure that everything is okay and everything is safe in the house, in the place. Yeah. And I know what you're thinking. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. You thought that I was just old guy yelling at cloud. I like to yell at the cloud. Yelling at the cloud makes me feel good sometimes. So sometimes I just want to feel good. And when I want to feel good, I'll just yell at the cloud. But there's a reason and there's a purpose behind yelling at the cloud. I just don't yell at the cloud. I just yell at the cloud. I am tech savvy, or tech savvy. I get tech questions. I keep up with technology. I keep up with it all. So there's no way I can just be a real old man yelling at clouds when I keep up with all the doodads and the technological feats and everything that comes out. I mean, yeah, the real reason I couldn't tell you when I went back to sleep because my lights come on at a certain time. My lights come on at a certain time because I programmed them to come on a certain time or a certain day, a specific time. Yes, technology. And I have my fan to come on at a certain time, different times and different days. Technology. See, if I was an old man yelling in the cloud, I would not have any of that. I would not be willing to go down that road. I would not be willing to try this out. Hey, this is something new. This could be beneficial. This could benefit me in a beneficial way. Imagine that. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, yet I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I am not old man yelling at cloud, even though sometime I do, sometime I am one, why? On the radio, and sometimes I have to be one on the TV machine, and sometimes I just have to do it. This time, or for these seconds right now, I am not old man yelling at cloud. If anything, I still have to convince you that I can be the leader of the mouth breathers. Because with all this tech savvy and all this technological type thing and majigs and what have you, I know you're probably, and trust me, not the peeps that's been down day one, day two, day 100, day 1,000. Not the peeps that's been there that we can communicate nonverbal. I'm talking about the noobs. Maybe you having some doubt that I can be the leader of the mouth breathers. Maybe just a little doubt slipped in there when I mentioned that I have stuff that come on automatically that I set and that I program. Oh no, he can't be the leader of the mouth breathers. Oh no, he can't be the leader of the mouth breathers because he has so much technology knowledge that's floating around in his brain that he uses, and that he likes. He cannot lead us. He cannot. Well, I am here to tell you, even though that may be the case, I'm leaning toward it not being the case, but I will present you with factual information. I will present you with factual information because this same night that I just spoke of, the same night that I just spoke of when I talked about that I was unable to go back to sleep and I was still not able to tell you whether or not because my lights and all that stuff come on at the same time. Well, I was looking for my headphones, my wireless headphones. Yeah, more technology. I was looking for my wireless headphones and I wanted to utilize them. I wanted to use them because later on, continuing my day and what have you, I was going to need it to go work out because, hey, working out again. Yeah. Different time, different place, maybe. Man, no, not a New Year's resolution, but I don't want to get sidetracked yet. And working out and doing some other things, like maybe walking in the park and just being active, you know, with the, get a little music, add a little soundtrack to life, and then be able to pull it out and stop the music to continue this life soundtrack with other people or maybe people watching, do all other stuff yet. Okay. So I was looking for my headphones, wireless headphones. And I'm like, huh, I wonder where could they be? And I try to keep everything organized in a sense where I at least know where it's at. And I'm not saying that everything is always organized to the T. I'm not saying everything is color coordinated. I'm not saying everything has a spot for a spot for a spot. Well, maybe that part's true. However, there's organized chaos going on as well. There's chaos everywhere, but I know where this chaos is at. It's organized chaos. Don't mess with my organized chaos. No. So there was no particular spot, no particular place where I left these wireless headphones, headsets, listening devices, listening tools. There was no particular place. And I tried to like run playback in my my mind's eye, and it's like, okay, did this, and then fast forward a few segments of the previous day, and it's like, okay. Yet I was still unable to figure out where these wireless devices go, because I don't know where they are. I need them. I still need them, but I have some time because, hey, I can't go back to sleep. Hey, so let me look for this. And I'm just looking, going through different, I'm searching places where I know where it's not, but I'm searching for it again because I just somehow just magically think they're going to appear. I just somehow think my fairy godmother is just going to come and just place them in that spot. It's like, hey, I looked in this spot about 5-6 times, and it maybe it's going to come this 7th time. Maybe it's going to come back this 8th time. Maybe it's going to come back this 9th time. You know what? I'm going to check one more time because 10 is a good number. 10 is a good number to be on, and I want to be on 10 times checking this one spot because it's going to make me, what? Say it, feel good. And I want to feel good because I'm looking for something that I can't find. Yeah. Yeah. There's other spots that I look, and now I'm strategically looking. It's like, okay, I'm going to start from this side of the place, and I'm just going to do a sweep and go all the way to the other side. So I'm doing this, and I've done it for a pretty long time, because now it's actually time for me to, you know, get moving, get the workout, and do all the other stuff. So can't be late for that. Can't be late for that. Can't just make everything off. Just can't make everything strange. Can't just make everything, yeah, not amazing. Can't do that. So we're gonna have to chalk this one up and say, yeah, I'll find you when I find you. So when it did that, came back, and still no go. And now I'm thinking to myself, maybe 10 isn't such a good number to be on. How about let's boost this number up to about, I don't know, let's say 11. And then 11's sort of like a double odd number. Let's put it to 12. All right, I'm on 12. And at 12, it's cool and all, but 13 might bring some luck. Then got on 13. I was like, wait a minute. 13 might not be a lucky number. Let me hurry up and get off 13. Let me look at this one spot one more time for the 14th time. So I did that and just kept doing that because, like I said, I was just hoping, wishing, hoping that my little magic fairy fairy godmother, whatever they are called, guardian angel, what have you. I was just hoping that somebody that knew would help me out. I just was hoping that somebody that had the answer or that had the clues could just start giving me clues. It's like, ooh, because I already just replayed and ran everything back in my brain and read everything back in my mental, and I just couldn't find it. I just couldn't find a spot. I was like, hey, this is where I set this down. This is where it was, and go from there. No. And then I just went from one place to another place. But yet, there were a few spots that I was missing. And it wasn't until, a couple more hours later where I just started to think, thinking outside the box, because my gut feeling was telling me, you know what, Vince, I'm going to help you out because nobody else is helping you out. And you got so much trust. You got so much faith. You believe me. You do. You go with what I recommend like 100% of the time. And even when you don't go with what I recommend, you do it. You do it for the gram. You do it for the gram. Don't do it for the gram no more. And I said, okay, I won't do it for the gram no more. Intuition, gut feeling, hit me with something. I need to find my wireless listening devices. Help a brother out. And that's when I was like, okay, I looked under my bed. I looked under my bed, and lo and behold, under my bed, there was my wireless listening devices. Yeah, under the bed. And I know what you're thinking. You was like, why didn't you look there first? Look, Rembrandt, I did. I looked under the bed. I moved the item around here and there. What I didn't do, I only looked under the bed from one side and not the other, because it was kind of like off in a corner. Kind of like off in a corner, but hey. It's all over now. It's all said and done. Target has been acquired. It's good to go. And this is why I say, do not fret, noobs. New people, do not fret. Do not have any doubt. Keep the faith in me. Keep the confidence in me. I can make you proud. I will bring no shame to the mouth breathers when I become the leader. So just have no worries. No worries about that, because it is what it is. It's Manny being Manny, and I will not let you down. So even though that I got all this technological knowledge, even though I'm somewhat tech savvy, even though I'm still not old man yelling at cloud, even though I can be old man yelling at cloud when the time calls for that, even though all of that, all of the above is true, even though all of the above is true, don't fret. Don't worry. Just trust. Just believe. In NFL, just trust and just believe that I want to bash you. I want to do all the things that I said I wanted to do. My intense passion, not for the game, my intense passion for the truth is still there. It's still there. We still have our issues. We might be working on it, because I am going to bite my tongue now. I am going to play nice. I'm still going to hold up my end of the bargain as of now. As of now, I can't say that throughout the entire season this is going to be the case, but right now, I'm going to hold up my entire bargain. I'm just going to seek some truth. And please let me know. Tell me the truth about Andy Luck or Andrew Luck. Because I was told, I read that he wants to be out of Indianapolis, that he does not want to play for them anymore. And I can understand why. Who would want to play with Indy? No shame. No shame. Team, no shame. Team. However, you, the quarterback there, you, Andy Luck there, you get hit, get hurt, get hit, get hurt, get hit, get hit, get hit, get hit, get hurt, get hurt, get hurt. And it's all because they don't invest. It's all because they don't invest people that can protect you. It's all because they don't invest people that can keep you safe. It's all because they don't invest in people that can make your job easier. Why? Why would anyone want to be there under those circumstances? Why would anyone would continue that? That's not a serious question.